For Vikings rookie Matt Khalil, life in the NFL is more than adjusting to the higher level of play.
I kind of know what my dad means when he kind of comes home in a bad mood, just looking in the mailbox and seeing all the bills. I kind of had that experience now. I just look in and it's like, oh, bills, bills, bills. I can see how I could put you in a bad mood, but it's just different being on your own, you know, paying your own bills now, like I said, and kind of doing things yourself. My dad, my parents, my mom are always there to help me if I need help, but it's still different. It's kind of the phase in your life where you learn to live on your own, do things by yourself.
It means leaving California and traveling halfway across the country to become a Viking.
What I've liked about it is there's a lot of different restaurants. You can kind of go out and go to different places and try all these different places out. But like I said before, I like this area just because, you know, everything's in walking distance and everything's so close. You can kind of check all these different places out. And, you know, obviously Mall of America, which has been pretty cool, and all the lakes and everything that there is to do outdoors and all that. So it's a different kind of lifestyle, but, you know, something I can see myself getting used to and getting involved in, you know, especially like hunting, fishing, and all that. So I'm pretty excited.
The transition also means getting his own place and learning to live on his own.
This is Kate. She's been my interior decorator. She's done an awesome job. Pretty much gave her an idea, left it up to her, and she has not let me down. She's done an awesome job.
Thank you.
But we've been ordering stuff nonstop, and I had no idea ordering furniture takes forever. But we ordered this one dining room table, and the guy said it'd take 2 months before they delivered it.
Yeah, he thought we would go shopping one day and load up the truck and we'd be done.
Exactly.
And it was going to be like a one-day process to furnish an entire penthouse, and that's not how it works.
This might be one of my ideas I've had that actually might work.
This might be the first idea. I don't know. I think I like it.
You think?
I think it works.
Yeah?
We had something else picked out to get some color in here, but
look at that.
We can get color in here. I know. We can get color in here another way.
And I painted this just to let you know. No,
yeah, right. And then we need a rug for in here, too.
So we're just doing one rug, right?
One big rug.
Okay. Will the couch go over, too?
Yeah.
That's pretty. Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, we'll just get one big rug, and then the coffee table's awesome.
What about those white furry rugs? You know what I'm talking about?
Do you want a white furry rug?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Would that look good with this?
Yeah.
I think it would, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to play, so I'm going to get lessons pretty soon. This is just something I've done on my own. I have no idea how to play. It's just something I watch people on YouTube, but I just figured I'll be hanging out and might as well pick up a hobby, play guitar, get good at that. So now I have money to buy a guitar. It's actually something I can do, which is pretty cool.
While the number 4 pick seems to be adjusting well into his new uptown place, he also seems to be fitting nicely into the Vikings offense, where he will line up Sunday as the team's starting left tackle.
I'm excited. I think we'll kick in more now. I know, you know, this is, you know, crunch time and these are the real games and it's not preseason anymore, but I feel like I've adjusted relatively fast, you know, having veterans on offense line to help me come along, but I think I'm more than enough prepared and get ready for Jacksonville.